This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. On USA Radio Network, I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, American-made and proud of it. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. Be among the first 100 callers in Tangible Investments. We'll send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. First 100 callers get it free right now, 800-780-9000. Most caller-friendly show in America. We'll take calls right now at 833-WAR-TALK, and you know, of course, in our third hour, lots of calls. Third hour is always call central, no guests today, all calls. I was talking about Tommy Robinson yesterday and the day before, but I want to find out more about this case at the same time you do. So I just downloaded a story about it. Activists jailed for reporting on pedophiles in the UK, and the government bans the media from reporting it. The founder of the English Defence League and staunch British nationalist Tommy Robinson was arrested by British authorities on May 25th, so just last weekend, outside of a Leeds court, Leeds, England. He was holding a Facebook live stream where he was reporting on the trial of 29 defendants who were facing charges in relation to child sex abuse. After the arrest, the judge issuing a blanket ban on any UK media from reporting the case. Robinson, who is a strong proponent of a strong nationalist British identity, so in other words, he's a British Donald Trump, has spoken out publicly against Muslim immigration to the UK. So, is there not free speech? Do we not have free will? Can you not believe what you want to believe? Because I guarantee you, no one listening to Wayne Root Show is a fan of Muslim immigration into the United States. Should I go to jail for the rest of my life for that belief? Well, critics maintain he's a bigot and a racist, just like America. For telling the truth, you're a bigot and racist, and free speech isn't allowed. Regardless of his views, however, he should be allowed to say them without fear of arrest, but this was not the case. After roughly an hour of broadcasting, Tommy Robinson was arrested for incitement and breach of peace. During his arrest, Robinson denied the charges against him, claiming he did nothing wrong. Robinson attempted to film defendants as they entered the courthouse and discussed the case in a video that was viewed more than 250,000 times. Robinson was charged and sentenced to 13 months in prison for contempt of court within 5 hours of his arrest. No lawyer, by the way. His sentence includes 10 months for contempt of court in addition to 3 months for breaching the terms of the previous suspended sentence. Additionally, the judge put in place a court order preventing any reporting on his arrest and subsequent court proceedings. United Kingdom law specifies the crime of contempt of court as including speeches and publications that allegedly risks the course of justice in which the ongoing proceedings could be impeded or prejudiced. Robinson was sentenced for committing contempt of court in Canterbury last year. In that case, last May, Judge Heather Norton sentenced Robinson to 3 months imprisonment but suspended the sentence for 18 months with a stipulation that he would not commit further offenses. Norton said the issue was not about free speech but about ensuring justice by making sure a trial is fair and not tainted by irresponsible and false reporting. See, again, who gets to decide all of that? When liberals are in charge, It's no big deal. It's completely fair. It's obvious Wainwright's a racist. It's obvious he's got to go to jail. It's obvious he's incited violence. It's obvious by showing or talking about a trial, Wainwright should go to jail because he showed a trial of Muslims on trial for pedophilia. That gives people the impression Muslims are pedophiles and that they shouldn't be immigrants into our country. So let's throw Wayne in jail. That's what they did to Tommy Robinson. Robinson originally broadcast his work on Twitter, but was recently banned from Twitter. Since he launched the English Defense League, he's been arrested multiple times during demonstrations. In 2014, he was sent to jail for fraud. Tommy Robinson's producer, Colin Robertson, said that Robinson was just reading information that was already made publicly available. Robinson, as in Tommy Robinson, was reading information that was already made publicly available. She said he was careful, he spoke in a way to not risk being held in contempt of court. Published videos show Robinson walking past the accused rapists and goading them. Over the weekend, hundreds of people gathered at the gates of Downing Street to protest the right-wing activist's arrest and government censorship of his case. The Guardian reported supporters were seen carrying placards reading Free Tommy and shouting shame on you. Supporters of Robinson in the U.S., such as controversial comedian Roseanne Barr, labeled his prison sentence as a death sentence. He has tried to report on rape gangs being protected in the U.K. He was just arrested, which is a death sentence. Please get involved. It's sick, pedo, you know what, says Roseanne Barr. A change.org petition demanding Robinson's freedom has gotten more than 500,000 signatures as of yesterday. Hashtag Free Tommy has been trending on social media. Right-wing Dutch opposition leader Geert Wilders posted a video filmed outside the UK embassy in The Hague in which he denoted Robinson's sentence as an absolute disgrace and called out the ever-increasing grip of government censorship by noting that freedom of speech was being violated all over Europe. While U.S. websites ignored the ban on reporting about the Robinson case, many conservative-leaning outlets highlighting the ominous nature of government censorship, Breitbart, which has a London branch, complied with the order. Amazing. UK news outlets went to court to legally challenge the gag order, which was subsequently rescinded by the court on Tuesday. Can you imagine? So someone could sentence, if Hillary was president, right, and I was saying out loud and maybe rightfully and maybe honestly that Hillary's a criminal, and Hillary should go to jail, and Hillary's a sick woman, and Hillary has Parkinson's disease, is what every medical expert who's watched her believes. If I said that, she could argue, if we were in England, that Wainwright should be sent to prison. It's up to her, the government, to say, you're wrong, and you have no right to say that. And then they could tell the media that we'll put you in grave jeopardy and take your business away from you if you report on the fact that Wayne was just sent to a hellhole where he'll be destroyed. Wow. That's England. All right. A lot of bad things going on in the world. So breaking news. We're gonna speak to Laura Loomer in about 15 minutes or so. Actually, 20 minutes. 20 minutes from now. But she's going to be talking about this news story. Vegas killer warned Uber driver of looming terrorist attack at Mandalay Bay and had a woman with him in the car. And it's Laura Loomer who broke this update on the Las Vegas Mandalay Bay massacre today. So we'll have her on the show to talk about it. Laura has documents that reveal killer Stephen Paddock warned an Uber driver of the impending massacre, and Paddock was traveling in the Uber with another woman. Paddock and a woman were picked up by an Uber driver who said Paddock commented on the Mandalay Bay area for a terrorist attack as he was being dropped off at Mandalay Bay. Wild. I got a request to pick up Paddock at Terminal 1 pickup area for Uber, not sure what day or time. I picked up a man and a woman with a big blue suitcase, old-looking and heavy, and he commented on the Mandalay Bay area for a terrorist attack and was dropped in Mandalay Bay. The Uber driver stated in a report filed with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. The name of the Uber driver is redacted on the report. The driver is described as 5'10", 200-pound woman with red hair and blue eyes. Witness statement documented October 4th. By the LVMPD, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, which begs the question as to why the public is only now finding out 8 months after the Las Vegas shooting that Paddock mentioned a terrorist attack taking place in Mandalay Bay prior to the attack. Interestingly, the witness originally wrote they in her statement, but then crossed the word out they and changed it to he. However, the witness statement was made very clear another woman was also in the car with Paddock and the Uber driver. It's unclear if the woman was his girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley. But other recently released Vegas shooting documents reveal three women were in Paddock's room when police entered his 32nd floor suite the night of the shooting. I got to ask Laura about that, because that's weird to me. I'd heard that three women were in his room, but I didn't know what they meant when they entered. When the police entered his room, there were three women in the room? What do you mean? They were sitting there while the shooting was going on? Really? What does that mean? I don't know. We'll find out. Laura will be on the show. And, of course, the other big news story is Google. Google hides the GOP and libertarian ideologies after Nazism uproar, but keeps Democrat ideologies intact. So after Google was caught listing the main ideology of the California Republican Party as Nazism, the search engine scrubbed its entire ideology listing instead of just removing Nazism and kept the Democrats' ideologies completely intact. Why didn't Google just remove the word Nazism? Why did the search giant also remove conservatism, market liberalism, and other truthful descriptions for the California GOP? It's almost as if Google is implying Nazism was just as honest as fiscal conservatism while describing the party in its knowledge panel and just decided to delete the entire thing in response to the uproar. That's amazing. That is just amazing. They had no problem with the California Democratic Party. No problem at all. Their ideology is liberalism, modern liberalism, progressivism. California Republican Party says Nazism, conservatism, market liberalism, fiscal conservatism, and green conservatism. And when we get back, we'll talk about a little bit about Trey Gowdy, who I think is another one who's being blackmailed, or he's a swamp creature, just like Jim Sessions. And we'll talk about small business reporting record wage increases under Donald Trump. That should be the biggest news story in America. And, of course, it's not, because the media doesn't want to tell it to you. Small business is booming, and they're increasing wages. One of the big complaints everyone said under Obama is just nobody's wages ever go up. Now they're going up. They won't report it. War Now, USA Radio, coming up in about an hour and a half. Newsmax TV, Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216, Dish TV, many cable systems around the country, and, of course, NewsmaxTV.com. Wayne Allyn. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? fish oil, or krill oil. Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you written a book and want to get it published?
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, Wayne Allery, War Now. Welcome back to the show. The sponsor of this segment of the show is My Patriot Supply. Hurricane season is here, and it's already very active in Hawaii. It's just getting worse by the minute. I'll tell you about that in a moment. It's getting horrible. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do on the Big Island of Hawaii. It's headed right in the path of a geothermal plant of some kind. And, I mean, it's going to explode, and they don't know what it's going to put in the air. But it is bad news. And parts of Southern Cal are shaking, too. And FEMA's reportedly told us over the past few months they will not be able to rescue the unprepared. That's why it's urgent. Each of us prepare now. I'm actively building my own emergency food supply. I chose to work with the experts of My Patriot Supply. They've been helping millions of folks get prepared for 10 years now. They'll help you every step of the way, just as they did with me. This week only, each person in your household can have the essential two-week emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply for just $57 each. Take action now, 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, a two-week emergency food supply for just $57 each. Preparewithwayne.com is the website. The food lasts 25 years in storage. Take this easy step today. And rest easy knowing you're prepared. Order your food kits by calling 888-524-6540 or go online to preparewithwayne.com. This week only, each person gets an essential two-week emergency food supply kit from My Patriot Supply for just $57 each. All right, thank you, My Patriot Supply, for sponsoring the show and taking good care of the people who listen to my show. We've got J.D. on the line from Las Vegas on line one. J.D., you're on with Wayne Rue. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey, J.D., you're on.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Queen. I think, number one, Trey Gowdy is auditioning for CNBC. He's not running for re-election. Number two, I think the media has lost its mind and the comedians have lost their mind. Trump has got them on the run. By 2020, I think you're going to see a dramatic change in the media and the comedians, because Trump has got them on the ropes and they are going down. I don't know if you heard it this morning, but I thought it was the best put down I've heard in a long, long time. He was at Andrews saying that he was going to Texas, and he talked about the North Korean diplomat having a letter for him that was going to be brought to Washington tomorrow for him. And one of the dumbbells in the media asked him, do you know what's in it? And he says, no, not yet, but if you do, let me know. I thought that was classic, you know, referring to leaks and all the subterfuge that goes on.
Trump's one of a kind. Love him. Fantastic.
Pardon me?
Fantastic.
Pardon me?
I said Trump is one of a kind and fantastic. He's the best president since Reagan. Just like Reagan, he's just got a good sense of humor. Reagan killed him with kindness. Trump kills him with viciousness. But either way, it achieves the same result.
Well, they have never faced anybody that will fight back like he has as a president, as a Republican. All of these liberals and all of these.
JD, are you there?
Yeah, you were breaking up. All of these liberals and all of these Democrats have never had to fight back when they criticize a Republican, because this guy will not take it. You spit at him and he'll knock you out.
No, he's great stuff. He's great stuff. All right, thank you, JD. Thanks for always giving us great information. I told you when we got back, I'd tell you about the good news, small business reporting record wage increases. One-third of small businesses are raising wages in the tight economy, setting a record level of pay increases, says a new report by the National Federation of Independent Business. A seasonally adjusted net 35% of small business owners reported increases in labor compensation as owners try and attract needed employees and retain those already on hand. This month's jobs report demonstrates that small business owners' optimism is showing no signs of abating. They are increasing compensation at record levels. They're continuing to hire. Post-tax reform concerns about taxes and regulations are taking a back seat to their worries over filling open positions and finding qualified candidates. The report adds to growing evidence that smaller businesses outside the Fortune 500 are being pressured to raise wages for hourly workers and blue-collar workers by President Donald Trump's high-pressure, low-immigration policy. These wage increases are likely to boost the GOP score in the November elections unless the GOP stops the wage rise by passing an amnesty bill. Right. Right. For example, job advertising firm Snag reported good news from a survey of 1,000 employers. Employers are vying to stay competitive, with more employers willing to offer the maximum hourly wage they feel the business can afford, rather than the minimum required by law. See, this is all because Trump has done such a good job with immigration. If you lock up the border and you don't let people in, and you scare the bejesus out of those who are here illegally, so they leave the country, guess what happens? You need more employees, and you're going to give them a raise. And American workers, American-born workers, are going to get a raise, and they're going to get a job. Wild. Donald Trump, man, he did everything I ever said and more. I remember at the Money Show, I predicted in Dallas, right before the election, he was going to win. People thought I was crazy. I said, once he wins, stock market will explode, the GDP will explode, the economy will explode, millions of new jobs created, wages will go up. I was right about everything. War now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
WMSA Radio News.
Today in New York City, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up his talks with a top North Korean official. Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper talks about some of his dealings with North Korea.
I met with this same gentleman when I went to North Korea in 2014 to bring out two of our citizens. And he was a very hard-nosed, anti-American, a great deal. He was very acrimonious. It was a very nasty, long dinner meeting I had with him. It was a very nice Korean meal, 13 courses, but it was a very unpleasant meeting. And I was really struck by the irony of Kim Jong-un appointing him as the senior interlocutor with the United States.
TBS Full Frontal host Samantha Bee apologized today after she used an extreme vulgarity last night to slam Ivanka Trump in her monologue. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We'll be right back.
right, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Blue Blockers. Blue Blocker sunglasses. Look outside. It's sunny. It's warm. It's beautiful. It's beach weather approaching. Soon it's going to be July and August, the heat of the summer, vacations, beaches. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more, and they look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection you could own, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and the very damaging, very bad for you blue light. 100% of it blocked. They're also the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident and they say they, if it weren't for the Blue Blockers, they'd be blind today. Thank you, Blue Blockers. Call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 only right here at War Now, the Wayne Allyn Show. This offer isn't available anywhere else. Fact. Only because Joe Sugarman, a Blue Blocker, is a great friend of mine for almost 20 years. So you gave the best offer in the world to my listeners. Call 800-722-7777. One pair for $29.95. Best sunglasses you can ever buy. And they don't cost $200, $300, $400. They cost $29.95. Or you can get two pairs for $39.95, meaning $20 each plus postage. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Where do you get stuff like this? Only at War Now. Call toll-free 800-722-7777. Thank you, Joe Sugarman. Thank you, Blue Blockers. 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777. I always think of 77 Sunset Strip. Thank you, Joe Sugarman. Call Blue Blockers now. Buy your sunglasses. Let them know how much you appreciate them supporting this show. All right, we've got our guest here, Laura Loomer. Great investigative reporter, just back from Israel. She's the author of What Happens in Vegas, to be released in October by Dangerous Books. Twitter her at Laura Loomer. Website is lauraloomer.us. Laura, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, by the way, you're just back from Israel, if I followed your Twitter correctly, right? Like in the last week or two, you were back?
Yes, I just got back from Israel. I was out there reporting on the embassy moves, the Iran deal, and a lot of different developments, of course, that were taking place in the region.
And so what was that like? What did you find when you went to Israel? Anything special to report?
Yeah, I mean, look, the mainstream media, they weren't reporting on the fact that Trump has overwhelming support in Israel, right? So they were focusing on, this fake news Hamas propaganda, which was that the IDF was shooting innocent Palestinians, which was completely not true, right? Hamas was paying people, paying terrorist agitators to, come over through the border and terrorize the Jewish people and create a lot of chaos in the aftermath and really before the move of the embassy, the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. And Israel has a right to defend itself. And so as a result, the IDF had to open fire on terrorists. And the media, as you know, reported it as, 62 innocent Palestinians. But it turns out that Hamas actually took credit and claimed 50 of the 62 people who were shot as their own terrorists. And so it was great for me to be on the ground because most of the news coming out of Israel was very left-leaning and pro-Palestinian. And, my social media posts and my reports went pretty viral, I'd say, online. And I was able to really tell people what was happening.
All right. And so the most important reason I had John today, I was reporting the same story from Israel as you. I agree with you that was just, nonsense. They were shooting at terrorists, terrible people who are looking to infiltrate the border and end the lives of innocent, women and children, and they shot down Hamas members. So I'm with you. But as far as Las Vegas, let's get back to that. So I didn't know you were releasing a book called What Happens in Vegas. Is that about the October 1st terror attack from last year? Is that what that book's about?
Yeah, my book is called What Happened in Vegas, and it's hopefully coming out in October. It really depends on when the FBI and the LVMPD decide to release their final report. As you know, they did say it was going to take a year or so. But who knows? I mean, there are so many developments in this case, and there's such a stall within the release of information. And I don't really know if we're going to see a report by that time. But my plan is to release this book in October. It may be postponed due to new developments, but it's going to really detail and ask the question as to what happened and present the evidence. And, hopefully by then we will know what happened if my investigation continues to be as successful as it has been. But I just really think it's important for everything that's taken place to be documented in the form of a book so that people never really forget all of these abnormalities, the different theories, and just the corruption really that has surrounded this very untransparent investigation into the worst mass shooting in U.S. history.
All right, so let's talk about the breaking news. The breaking news is that there was a Uber driver who reported that he took Stephen Paddock to Mandalay Bay, and Paddock said to him there's going to be a terrorist attack at Mandalay Bay, and those were his exact words. Not an attack, a terrorist attack, not a mass murder, a terrorist attack. Do we know more than that?
No, because as we've seen, the LVMPD and the FBI have redacted the names of the witnesses and the people who have made these statements. And so I released this story today, and, you know, about a week and a half ago, LVMPD, by court order, had to release thousands of pages of police logs, dispatch logs, witness statements, and the other day they had to release video footage as well. And what they've done is they've intentionally distorted the presentation of these documents. And so they've made it so that there's a granular background that prevents people from doing optimal keyword searches so that you can't search for keywords like ISIS, terrorist, Paddock, and so on. So you have to literally read through all of these documents on your own manually if you want to get answers and understand what happened. So one of the witness statements is from a lady whose name is redacted, but she said that she picked up Paddock and a woman prior in the days before the Vegas shooting, and that Paddock had said that there was going to be a terrorist attack in the Mandalay Bay area. And this lady dropped him off, and the witness statement was taken on October 4th. But if you recall, what's very interesting about this is that Aaron Ralph and Lombardo told everybody on October 2nd that they had effectively ruled out that terrorism could be a motive, right? So how is it that this lady is saying that Paddock told her on the 4th of he's telling police on the 4th of October that he mentioned a terrorist attack, but on the 2nd, prior to talking to this woman, investigators are ruling out terrorism. So this piece of evidence alone proves and should prove to the people that the FBI and LVMPD lied when they said that they had effectively ruled out terrorism as a motive.
Right. And it's just interesting to note that none of this came out till now. Where has it been? It's been buried. They didn't want to release any of this, right? The police fought every step of the way in Las Vegas to not release a darn thing. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's what's very concerning about this as well, is why is it only now coming out? How come they didn't find it necessary to tell us about this information, oh, I don't know, 9 months ago, 8 months ago when the Las Vegas shooting actually happened? And on top of that, you know, the documents not only vindicate me and my reporting, but they further prove how much Sheriff Lombardo and Aaron Rouse of the FBI in Las Vegas have been lying to the American people. You know, if you look at the documents in a story I released last week, you'll see that on the night of the shooting, they knew through the dispatch logs and documents that were now released that Paddock had checked in on the 25th and not the 28th, like Lombardo had originally said. And that's when I had exposed him in Vegas, and I went to their press conference and brought these documents to them, evidence that I had obtained. But, you know, the media has never corrected itself and, you know, apologized to me for calling me a conspiracy theorist. Lombardo hasn't apologized to me for calling me a liar and saying that I didn't know what I was talking about, because clearly the documents show that he knew the night of the shooting Paddock had checked in on the 25th, which means that, like I said, 8 months ago, the LVMPD and the FBI intentionally, right, emphasis on intentionally, lied to the American public about Stephen Paddock's check-in date. And you have to ask yourself, why did they do that? Why did they lie? Why did they intentionally mislead everybody?
I don't know, but there's also the issue of the women, right? Supposedly, there's some sort of a report that he had three women in the room on the very night that the terrorist attack happened, or the attack happened.
Yeah, so that's within the story that I released last week as well. From the dispatch log, it says with a timestamp of 11:02 p.m. the night of the shooting, that when officers were in the room and they had control of Unit 32135, which was, of course, the suite, they also noted that there were three women in the room. And that is a direct transcription of the police dispatch log. So if you go back and you look at my article, you'll see the screenshot from the official log. You can look at it yourself if you're one of those people that wants to see things yourself. And it literally says there's three women in the room, or three females, really. That's the language they use. So who are these women? Why did they tell us that Stephen Paddock was in the room by himself if there were, in fact, three women in the room? And why are their names redacted? Doesn't the FBI, doesn't the police, don't they think it's necessary for the media and other people to have access to this information so that we can, you know, interview them as members of the press, and we can get their statements and figure out what happened. I mean, it is just unbelievable, because their official narrative and their official timeline is literally unraveling as we speak, because these details are starting to come out. But unfortunately, the mainstream media and the local Las Vegas media have just totally moved on from the story. I don't know how many people are really going through these documents hand by hand. It's so disturbing to me that we may never know what happened in Las Vegas, because people just want to forget about it.
Well, it's not that they want to forget about it. I believe that what's going on is that Vegas does, what, about 44 million tourists a year. It's the number one tourist city in the United States and one of the biggest in the world and the number one convention city in the United States. Billions and billions of dollars in conventions. And I think the people that run this town just want to run away from the story. They want nothing to do with it. They want to bury it. Everybody's already forgotten it. The last thing they want is anyone to bring up the truth, which is that it might have been an ISIS terror attack or Islamic-funded, some sort of Islamic terrorist attack funded by the princes of Saudi Arabia, which is what I believe were involved. That's why all the princes were arrested within 5 days of the terror attack. That's why so many things have changed in Saudi Arabia. I think that is the answer to all of this, but nobody wants to hear it because they're scared to death it'll taint tourism. Laura, thanks for coming on the show. Laura Loomer. People can find her at Twitter at Laura Loomer or her website, lauraloomer.us. Thank Laura. Thank you, Laura. Thanks for coming on. Welcome back from Israel. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. When we come back, your calls. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now, because I can't sleep well at all without using my pillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer or dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
Attention business owners and independent Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne on the Roof, War Now. If you're listening right now on USA Radio or my flagship station right here in Las Vegas, otherwise known as KBET 790 AM, in the next hour, just in about 15 minutes or so, hour number 3 from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. West Coast time, from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. East Coast time, I will be on national TV, on Newsmax TV. And if you don't have DirecTV, you can watch us on Channel 349. If you don't have Dish TV, where you can watch us on Channel 216, you're going to want to watch us on cable. And we're on many cable systems around the country, but not all of them. If we're not on your cable system, and right here in Vegas, we're not on Cox, just call 844-500-6397. Write this down, 844-500-6397. That's Newsmax TV, and they'll connect you instantly. You just tell them where you live and your zip code, and they'll connect you immediately to the cable system that services your neighborhood. And you could tell them you want Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Allyn Root on TV, your favorite show, War Now. 844-500-6397, call that number. I believe, probably, I've never checked whether it works in this hour. It's after hours on the East Coast where Newsmax is in Florida. So call the number tomorrow morning and mark it down, write it down, call them tomorrow, and they will immediately connect you for free while you're on that call. You won't have to ever hang up. They connect you to your cable system provider, and you could tell them that you want your Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Root. All right? All right, let's grab a call real quick. We've got a John from Vegas wants to talk about the Vegas shooting. We were just talking about the Vegas shooting with Laura Loomer. Chris, are you there? I want to grab John from Vegas. John, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. How are you today, sir?
Hey, good, good, good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm not going to waste your time. Listen, Wayne, this is your rocking friend. Listen, man, I want to tell you something right now, my friend. That shooting, we know, was a terrorist attack. We all know this. We're being lied to by our government, and this is why it's so important that we have to turn Clark County red. We have to take our country back, my friend. We know this. Trump knows this, but he needs all of our help to do it. Okay, so the Red Pill Rally starts 4th of July, my friend. Okay, I sent you an email. Check it. We're being lied to, and we've got to stop this crap, and the only way to do it is to go to war.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate the call. And here's the reason, you know, that we are, in fact, at war, whether you know it or not. Liberals think they're at war with us, so maybe you ought to start thinking the same thing, all of us. CNN's cultural critic says all Trump voters are racist. CNN guest claims everyone who voted for Donald Trump is racist. Discussing the fallout of Roseanne Barr's tweets Wednesday, author Michaela Angela Davis, now that's an interesting name, Angela Davis. Why is her middle name Angela and her last name Davis? Is she named after the Black Panther terrorist from the 1970s? Is this the daughter, maybe, of Angela Davis? I don't know. Michaela Angela Davis claimed President Trump has normalized racism in America. No, he's normalized the truth. Telling the truth is not racism. He's made it more popular to be openly racist, Davis said. Tens of millions of people voted for him after he showed his cards for years. Really? No. Actually, the black community loved Donald Trump. Loved Donald Trump. Black people loved The Apprentice. Black people loved Celebrity Apprentice. Black people wanted to be as rich as Donald Trump. Black people toured Trump Tower. Black people thought he was the greatest thing in the whole world until he ran for office as a Republican. If he'd run for office as a Democrat, he would have gotten 90% of the black vote. So what a ridiculous thing to say. CNN New Day anchor John Berman asked Davis to clarify, are you suggesting all people who voted for Trump are racist? Yes, yes, she responded. They may not be violently racist. Anti-blackness is a strategy that has been the foundation of part of the America Project. There's so many different levels of racism and how it works itself out. Davis went on to claim that racist structures surrounding us basically make us all racist. Most of the time we're operating in racist structures. So you as an individual may not understand that you're racist, but you're working in a racist structure. What the hell does that mean? So that's how policemen of color can be participatory. I see. Any policeman who's black is participating in racism because the police department is automatically racist, so a black policeman is part of racism. I get it. And later, Davis took to Twitter, slamming Trump supporters who were offended by being called racist. It's fascinating, horrified people are by being called racist, but not at all fazed by participating in racist activity or being complicit. Thank you for watching New Day. This is not easy stuff. Whatever that means. Yeah, it's not easy stuff. Right. It's not easy to lie and commit fraud in front of the American people. Racism, yeah. What a racist nation. All the black people who make millions and millions of dollars a year in the sports world, the entertainment world. We're just so racist. Starbucks quietly walks back their homeless shelter bathroom policy in their new employee manual. Isn't that interesting? Starbucks has quietly walked back their all-inclusive bathroom policy, perhaps after realizing their employees and customers alike weren't responding well to the prospect of vagrants using their stores as a homeless shelter. As part of their new, quote, third place policy, which the company shuttered 8,000 stores to pound into employees' heads on Tuesday, Starbucks says, we want our stores to be a third place, a warm and welcoming environment. Listen to the liberal crap clap that you have to listen to. What world do you live in? I run a business. My business and all the businesses I've ever run in my life, none of them were ever meant to hurt a single person, ever. But the business isn't meant to be a warm and welcoming environment where customers can gather and connect. What it is meant to make money. You have a company meant to make money. That's capitalism. Any customers welcome to use Starbucks space, including our restrooms, cafes, patios, regardless of whether they make a purchase. But wait, what's this? Starbucks' new policy also reads, when using a Starbucks space, we respectfully request customers behave in a manner that maintains a warm and welcoming environment by using spaces only as intended. Communicating with respect, acting responsibly. So this isn't looking good for those who want to take a sink bath while breathing in freshly brewed coffee. On occasion, the circumstances of a customer's disruptive behavior may make it necessary to prohibit that customer from returning to our stores. In these situations, Starbucks partners should follow requesting a customer restriction procedure. So what they're doing is they're saying every homeless bum and drug addict and murderer and pedophile and rapist can come in our bathrooms, but it's up to the employees to face them while they might have guns and knives. You've got to figure out a way to peacefully get them out of the store.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Oh.